Now, Instagram's been hitting the headlines recently for hiding the number of likes we're getting. But that's not all that's changing. Since April, it's been demoting, quote, sexually suggestive content from the platform in a process known as shadow banning. And on the surface, sure, the policy sounds really good. It's protecting Instagram community from explicit or violent content. But a lot of Instagrammers believe that the ban actually does go too far and affects a lot of innocent users. In particular, the pole dancing community has been hit hard by the changes. A lot of users have been noticing their content disappearing from the platform completely. Nearly 19,000 people have signed a petition asking Instagram to stop censoring their posts. And to tell us a little bit more, we are joined now by Sydney pole dancing instructor Lorna Shadow. Lorna, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No, thank you for having me.
So what exactly has been happening to pole dancing content on Instagram since this policy came into place?
So I think from my experience, I'm finding two things. So there's the moderation and shadow banning of individuals, and then also the moderation of specific hashtags. So for me, I found that if I was to post something that I guess they would consider sexually suggestive, you find yourself as an individual under what's called a shadow ban, which means going forward, your content doesn't really get marketed well. So it doesn't come up on explore pages, and it also doesn't actually come up on any hashtags that you use. So essentially, unless somebody directly follows you, your content isn't reaching them.
No,
go on.
I was going to ask about the hashtags, because I know that, for example, here in Sydney, there's the Sydney pole hashtag that goes around. Mm-hmm. Have some been more affected than others? Like, I imagine just tagging a photo pole dancing would probably instantly get picked up by the filters. But are there some others that aren't getting picked up as much?
So yeah, that's essentially where the shadow banning on specific hashtags has come in. So we've found that there has been, I guess the more evident and obvious hashtags were the first to be shadow banned. But even things, so a friend of mine owns a polewear brand, and she found that her brand hashtag was also shadow banned. So that means that essentially all people posting things wearing her apparel are no longer showing up in the hashtag at all. So I think it started off with Instagram tagging or focusing on the bigger hashtags or more evident hashtags, and then they've even filtered down towards what us pole dancers use to identify moves. So we will put like hashtag PD, so pole dance, in front of a move name and use that so that if you're trying to learn a move or you want to transition in and out of that, you can look that specific move up. And we even found that they're blocking some of those. So the way I've sort of, from my research, it's that they look at how much inappropriate content is appearing on a hashtag. And if they deem that there's too much inappropriate content, then they essentially shadow ban it.
And so how important is Instagram as a platform for pole dancers?
As an instructor, I find it really quite beneficial. So if I'm looking for interesting content to teach in my classes, it's a really good platform for that. I also find it's a good way for me to interact with my students. So a lot of my students will post things they learn in classes, and I'll share it on my Instagram. And then also just in general to network, I guess, with pole dancers across the world, because it's surprisingly quite a small community. And so I find I have, I guess, ties to people in other countries that I've never actually met, or I can turn up at a competition and know somebody that I've never met in person through networking on Instagram. So it's quite an important platform for us to market to each other, but I guess to also try and market to the wider community that our sport is essentially a sport as well.
Do you think that this shadow banning is going to, there'll be a way to get around it anytime soon, or it'll be pulled back? What are your hopes of seeing this reversed?
I guess I have two things on that. So the first one is that there's actually been a really prominent pole dancer who has made her own social media platform called Pole Riot, and It's meant to essentially work similarly to Instagram, which I love, and I like the idea that as pole dancers, we have our own platform and our own community. However, I think it's slightly shortchanging our industry as it doesn't allow the everyday person to see our content. So an everyday person isn't going to download a social media platform dedicated solely to pole dancing. So I think it sort of shortchanges it a little bit in that regard. But then also Instagram have released a semi-apology, I guess, and stated that they have reinstated some of our hashtags and that it wasn't, so that it was essentially a mistake on their part. So whether or not they will continue to look at that, I guess, remains to be seen. We're still seeing shadow banning and things like that happening since the apology, so I don't imagine it's going to change. But I think as a community, we're quite strong, so hopefully we're able to keep petitioning Instagram to make some serious changes.
Well, Lorna, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.